HIVs, tuberculosis, and malaria are called the three main killers in Africa. Babatunde Osotumhin is a representative of Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations. He says the summit can provide a tipping point in Africa's progress on health.
My call at Abuja Plus 12 is for renewed leadership and particularly increased domestic funding and the international systems assisting Africa to achieve the goals that they set for themselves. This summit can be and provide a tipping point in Africa's progress on health.
However, the key contributor to causes of the three diseases is poverty, which has not been eliminated. According to UN statistics, more than 45% of Africans are still living below the extreme poverty line. They earn less than $1.25 a day. UN statistics suggest poverty has led to a serious imbalance of medical resources, as well as an unstable society and low education level. Meanwhile, rampant infectious diseases have seriously hampered African development. African Union has emphasized the three diseases posed a direct threat to economic development as well as peace and stability in African countries. Dlamini Zuma is chairperson of the African Union Commission. She says she believes the African continent has the ability to complete its health care systems and ease poverty. She believes this could win the final battle against the three diseases.
Everyone knows that ending AIDS, TB, and malaria is not going to be easy, not going to be quick, and not going to be cheap. It is a huge investment. I'm confident that this summit will further accelerate the continent's response and efforts towards eliminating these diseases.
The special summit has been organized by the African Union in collaboration with the government of Nigeria, with UN agencies and other development partners. For CRI, I'm Xie Zhao.